Welcome back. Understanding the Sin Unto Death. Sir, recently you took a sermon titled The Sin Unto Death. If I may ask first, what inspired you? What did you see? What condition did you see that made you to preach such a sermon?
Well, even when you study the scripture, you come to 1 John chapter 5, verse 16, where we pick our text. He tells us there is a sin unto death.
Amen.
And there is sin not unto death. Mm. And that you can pray for somebody who falls into a sin that is not unto death.
Yes, sir.
But there is a sin that is unto death. He said, don't even bother to pray. Mm. So that got me worried. So there is a sin that one can commit unto death. So naturally we look at unbelief. That's all. We look at unbelief. We have been taught all these years because it said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not is damned. So we thought that is the death there is... the lake of fire. But in the context that is used here, it goes deeper. So I decided to take a look at it.
Wow.
And the Lord began to grant me more understanding that one can fall from grace.
Okay.
You know, and that, there is a journey from earth to glory. From earth to glory. Listen very well to my terminology. From earth to glory.
Yes, sir.
Now, well, we are looking at it, you know, surfacely from earth to glory is from earth here, then we are raptured. We go up to heaven. But the Lord was making me to understand Romans chapter 8 and verse 29
for
and verse 30.
For whom he did foreknow,
yes,
he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son,
yes,
that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
Uh-huh.
Moreover, whom he did predestinate,
uh-huh,
them he also called.
Uh-huh.
And whom he called, them he also justified.
Uh-huh.
And whom he justified, them he also glorified.
So the from earth to glory can also mean from carnality to sonship of God.
Hmm.
Remember, he said, as many as receive him, John chapter 1, to them gave he power
to become
the sons of God.
Hmm.
Verse 11 and verse 12.
He came unto his own,
yes,
and his own received him not.
Yes.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God,
uh-huh,
even to them that believe on his name.
So what is the power to become the son of God?
Hmm.
Is the power that transforms a sinner
to a saint.
To a saint. From earthly carnal person to a sanctified person, and that is the state of glorification. And the state of glorification is actually God's finished work of salvation on the believer.
Amen.
Now, between the first stage that of you leaving the earth on the journey to glory, it's a journey, it's justification.
Yeah.
Now from justification, you know, from that is where grace comes in.
Yes, sir.
Now, but there is a gap. There is a process. There's a journey, a process you will undergo before you are finally glorified.
Mm.
So it is possible that, you know, you will take off and you may not make it.
So you can start from justification and not end
be glorified.
Okay.
So. And now, sin unto death is the sin that you commit and you don't make it to glory.
Mm. The sin you commit and you don't make it to glory. Yeah. That's the sin unto death.
That is the sin unto death.
I still want to get something clear, sir. Judging from the scripture we read, our text, yes. 1 John 5, 16 and 17. Yes. Now, this death, from your explanation now, you don't make it to glory. That's, you are eternally separated from God.
Of course.
So, when we speak of sin unto death, it's only spiritual death, not physical death. Is that what you mean?
No. Now, of course, we are talking of separation from God.
Yes, sir.
Sin unto death is that you never get to the promised land. You never will make the rapture. The rapture is the rest for those who have been glorified.
Mm.
So you will never go to heaven. You will never make it to heaven.
So you never make it to heaven.
You will never make it to heaven because the sin will not be forgiven. No sinner goes there.
Sin will not be forgiven.
Your sin will not be forgiven, and you remain a sinner forever. And since your sins are not forgiven, you can't go to heaven.
This is more serious than I thought. So it's nothing physical.
No.
It has to do with salvation.
It's salvation. It is about salvation.
So you start, so you mean, sir, God can start with somebody from justification?
And you may not be sanctified.
And you may not be sanctified. Not even talk of
reaching the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Okay, so that's the sin unto death.
Yes.
That means it's people that have started out with God.
Started, but you don't end with him.
Wow.
And there are things that can cause,
it. Okay. There are things that can cause it. Oh, before I ask you how many of these sins there are, what things can cause it?
There are six.
There are six.
So you don't want to ask how many.
Okay, all right.
There are six.
Let's know them, sir.
The first one we see is the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
And who are those that committed the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost? They are not the Gentiles.
That's right.
They are the children of promise. Mm. Abraham's seed, the Jews himself, to whom pertained the election.
Mm.
As Apostle Paul put it,
mm.
salvation was of the Jews.
Amen.
And he came to his own. Now, I said they rejected him. But their rejection is not blasphemy. Refusing to accept Christ is not blasphemy.
Mm.
Remember that in that scripture, Matthew 12,
mm-hmm.
verse 31.
Matthew 12, verse 31. Wherefore I say unto
and
you,
32.
All manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men.
Mm.
But the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men.
Mm.
And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come.
You can see how serious that is.
Yes, sir.
A sin that will not be forgiven here or even hereafter is a sin unto death.
A sin has another definition now.
Yes.
A sin that will not be forgiven yet
here or hereafter
is a sin unto death.
It's unto death.
Hmm.
No mercy.
No mercy.
No forgiveness.
No pardon.
No pardon.
Hmm.
And what is it? Is that they knew. I want you to note.
Hmm.
That's why I say unbelievers who don't know anything about the things of the Spirit, they will be confused. So it's out of confusion, they can say anything when the Spirit of God is moving.
Mm.
What Christ was actually saying there is that these people, they knew, and this is the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost, they knew that he was
of
genuinely
God.
Of God.
Amen and amen.
For no man has ever done what he was doing before, except God is with you.
Hallelujah.
Nicodemus from the Sanhedrin Council, one of the leaders, religious leaders of Israel, came by night in John chapter 3 and said, Master, we know
Amen.
That you are a teacher sent from God. So they knew. But because attention was shifting from them to
this carpenter
shop,
yes sir,
that did not belong to them, with mighty miracle signs and wonders, so that they will stop people from going to them, or out of envy, they now call the anointing that he is working with. He said, it is Beelzebub that is occultic, the powers of the devil. He said, Jesus said, you can say that now because it's part of the rubbish I came to take. I came to be rejected. I came to be crucified. You can say it now. But after he has paid the price on the cross on Calvary, then you come again and then begin to do that same thing when you see the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is Christ in his church working, the Spirit of Christ. Then you say that is of the devil because he cannot be crucified a second time. You say it is will neither be forgiven here nor hereafter. So that is one. And that is why in verse 36 of that same Matthew chapter 12.
Matthew 12:36 and verse 37. But I say unto you,
yes,
that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned.
So a sin that can is unpardonable here or hereafter, if it is a sin that will come by you saying something, then you should be careful what you say when you see the Spirit of God moving. So that is one category.
Amen.
Blasphemy of the Holy Ghost.
Wow. And what's the next one, sir?
Another sin unto death is falling from grace.
It's interesting, sir.
Yes.
You, as serious as this is, because you have pointed out something.
Yes.
There is a sin that will make you not get to the promised land,
yeah,
that will make you not get to glory, that will make you not make heaven.
Yes.
It has to do with salvation. It's a sin that has no forgiveness year nor year after.
Yeah,
okay. And you say, as serious as this is, there are six of it.
Six of the categories of this. Six.
Wow.
I know when I preached this message, I said five. But after the message, I discovered there was one I omitted.
Okay, sir. Refresh our memories. That is the last one.
Yes, that's the last one. When I come to that, I'll say, I'll talk about it. So we are falling from sin. I mean, from grace. Apostle Paul, you know, I want to borrow that statement from Galatians 5, verse 4. Apostle Paul was saying something there.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 4 says,
yes,
Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are falling from grace.
So that means you can fall from grace.
Mm.
So I begin to meditate on that again. So now we used to say there are three works of grace. Just to refresh anybody that may be listening to me or a follower of my messages. No, there are four works of grace.
Amen.
We used to say it's justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost. No, the truth is that the first one is not justification.
That's right.
The first one is revelation.
Amen.
Revelatory knowledge.
Amen and amen.
That's why Christ will always say, he who has ear to hear. Ear to hear. Because,
amen.
Because justification is a response, which is the second work of grace, is a response from the first work of grace.
Hallelujah.
If you don't participate in the first work of grace, then you will not be justified. Now, because look at it here. It said, go into the world. Mark 16.
Yes, sir.
Verse 15 and verse 16.
Mark 16, verse 15 and 16 says, He said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized.
Now you see. Now, preach the gospel to who? To all.
Every creature.
To every creature. Now, but the truth is that it's not everyone that will receive it.
That's right.
You see. So that gospel, when you hear it, you will first hear it. Maybe let's take a pattern from Acts chapter 2.
Amen.
Verse 37.
Okay.
Verse 36.
Okay. Therefore,
that is the summary of the sermon Peter preached, was verse 36.
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this,
when they heard it,
they were pricked in their hearts.
They were pricked in their hearts.
and said unto Peter yes. and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do?
Now, that is the first work of grace, that you are able to hear the gospel. So Titus chapter 2, even verse 11.
Titus 2:11.
It says,
for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men.
Now, so there is the grace of God that bringeth salvation.
Hallelujah.
And I have tried to stress it in several sermons I've preached, that there are two types of grace. The grace that brings salvation and the grace that has no salvation virtue attached to it.
That's right.
Okay. Now, but to stay in today's topic, if you say there's the grace that bringeth salvation, it means first and foremost, there is destruction that is coming.
Mm.
And there's a grace that will save you from the destruction that is coming.
That's right.
So we see the first person we note that is Noah. Mm.
Okay.
Genesis.
Yes, sir. Genesis 6.
Genesis chapter 6, verse 8. Maybe read it from verse 4.
Okay. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Yes.
And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created.
This one now, nobody knows what is coming upon the world. This is God now talking to himself. What did he say?
I will destroy man who I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air. For it repenteth me that I have made them.
Now, verse 8 is where you see grace.
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Noah found grace. What is this grace? It is the grace that bringeth salvation.
Hallelujah.
What is the grace he found? That is the first work of grace. What was he read on?
These are the generations of Noah.
Go to the next verse.
Okay, verse 11. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted its way upon the earth.
Yes.
And God said unto Noah.
Now, this is the grace now.
Revelation.
Hallelujah. What did he tell him?
The end of all flesh has come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
It is only Noah that knew it.
Amen.
That is grace.
Hey.
And Noah did not go to the mountain fasting and praying to know it.
Mm.
He just stood and he found the grace. Abraham found the grace. Noah, but for salvation, Noah is a perfect example. He was told what will happen.
Amen.
That is grace. Now, but after grace, after this grace that comes, then there are things you are supposed to go through. Stages you are supposed to go through.
Amen.
Now, it's not enough that Noah found the grace. What was he told to do? Continue.
Okay. Genesis 6. We'll continue our reading from verse 14. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch
so
it.
So you can read on, he was told to make an ark. If Noah received grace,
amen,
he knew about the destruction that is coming.
That's the first work of
the first grace he received. Work of grace that he received. Now, if he does not prepare that ark, as in the not just preparing, but the same pattern that was given to him from heaven, and he refuses to do it. What, how has that knowledge profited him? What will happen? That's the water will come and destroy him also.
That's falling from grace.
That is falling from grace.
The
same thing with Lot.
Amen.
If Lot, destruction is coming upon
Sodom. Yes, sir.
Maybe we'll just take a technical break.
All right.
Let's take a technical
break.
Does
did Noah we'll according to all that God commanded him to do? We'll go on a break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.